This is Nick. This is Nora. This is Nick's nose. This is Nora's nose. Nick's nose likes a little air freshener. Nora's nose likes a lot. Their noses didn't know what to do until their nosy neighbour Ned told them about new improved Airwick airwaves. Now Nick and Nora's noses can live in harmony. It's pretty simple, really. Either you want to drink the best gin or you don't. Bombay Sapphire. Gin. Only better. Turn your baby's bath into a lullaby. Nothing helps settle down a fussy baby like a warm bath and Johnson's bedtime bath. Let the soothing scent of lavender and chamomile help calm your baby down just before bedtime. My child has quite an imagination. His teachers say that someday he'll be doing great things. Right now, he's already an architect, a designer, an engineer, and thanks to Lego, there's just no limit to what he can do. My old allergy medicine left me in a fog. Now I'm Claritin Clear. Every drop tastes so crisp and fresh. You'll think it has to be bottled water, but it's fresh filtered Brita water. Great tasting water without the bottle. When you're uncomfortable about your teeth, it's easy to hold back your smile. Invisalign's advanced technology now lets you straighten your teeth invisibly so you can express yourself fully. And because they're invisible, no one has to know about it. Colgate Total freshens breath while fighting cavities and tartar. And if that is not enough, Colgate Total toothpaste gives you all of this protection all day long. Colgate Total, the brushing that works between brushings. Let yoga be your secret weapon for toning and firming the upper body. Hands, arms, and shoulders are potent instruments of expression and action. It is through them we reach out and participate in life. Yoga can shape, sculpt, and firm your upper body while also calming your mind and soothing your soul. We go about our daily lives, understanding almost nothing of the world. We give little thought to the machinery that generates sunlight that makes life possible, to the gravity that glues us to the earth. They were not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose they had ever thought about railways, except as a means of getting to Maskelyne and Cook's, the pantomime, Zoological Gardens and Madame Tussauds. They were just ordinary suburban children, and they lived with their father and mother in an ordinary red brick fronted villa